Recording.
Okay, Dr. Wright, we are back in session and we are still on section number two, the initial investigative reviews, and we are now on number two, 23107, in regards to Megan Tomit, DVM. Tracy will read us the summary.
Yes, case 23107, the complainant is Larry Shipley, DC, and the respondent is Megan Tomit, DVM. On February 16th, 2023, Renee Harper Renee, a 9-year-old female golden retriever, was presented to respondent with vomiting, diarrhea, and not eating. Diagnostics were performed and nothing significant was found. The dog was treated with serine and sub-Q fluids and was discharged with metronidazole and 4-to-4. Complainant was advised to feed the dog a bland diet and bring in a soil sample for testing. Later that day, a fecal sample was dropped off for testing. Complainant was advised that the results would be back in 24 hours. Complainant stated that they were contacted on February 22nd, but still had not received the results of the fecal sample. Respondent stated that at the time, she had not been back to the premises, as she provides intermittent relief work there. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act was found, and it was moved and seconded. The board dismissed this issue as a violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
Okay, thank you. We do not have the respondent nor the complainant present. And Ms. Frost, you are the lead.
Yes. I can understand the complainant's frustration of not getting those, getting the call for those results. But it does happen where at times a result is not called on. And I just can't find anywhere where that's a violation, because the phone works both ways. And I think that the better customer service part of it is that you call with results, but it doesn't mean that you can't call and ask for your results. So I'm gonna make a motion to dismiss with no violation.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
I would add in that discussion that she did call the day the results came in. They told her they still didn't have
them. Right, but I've also had the situation where somebody calls, you don't have the results yet, they come in a couple hours later. And I definitely see that before. And unless we can see the timestamp of everything, it happens. And again, just darn it.
Right. Okay. So a motion and a second to dismiss. If there's no further questions or comments, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Case is dismissed. Now on to 23108, regards to Cheryl Harmon, DVM.
Case 23108, the complainant is Evangelina Hernandez and the respondent is Cheryl Harmon, DVM. On February 22nd, 2023, Daisy, a 5-year-old female Maltese mix, and Lily, an 8-year-old female Chihuahua mix, were presented to respondent for dental cleanings. The procedures were performed, and each dog required several extractions. When complainant arrived to pick up the dog, she was upset at the number of extractions that were conducted and contends she was not advised that the teeth would be extracted. Complainant further stated that respondent would not release the dogs until payment was made and an altercation took place. The committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded. The board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy. We have no respondent, no complainant on this one, and Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I think this case is pretty straightforward. It's clearer than some of the more difficult ones we've had today. I concur with the investigative committee's decision on their 4-0 vote and would move that we dismiss case 23-108 with no violation.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second to dismiss case 23-108. Does anyone have any comments?
I just want to comment for the people that might actually listen to the recording that could you please start calling owners and telling them about the extractions before you do it, because I'm tired of seeing these cases.
I know. Yes. And it's hard though, because it seems like an extraordinary amount of teeth, but it's...
And I mean, human medicine and animal dental care is just not the same, and so, dogs are just fine without some of their teeth. know why people get so upset about it.
Well, I mean, if you're not okay with it, though, there's a whole lot of dental care that could happen many, many, many years prior. Some small breeds many, many, many days prior, because small breeds just, for some reason, some of them have fluid mouths, but...
It's true.
But there's a lot, I mean, you can do a lot of care and a lot of specialty stuff to preserve their teeth, but...
It just seems like we always talk about when the extractions approval is generic, and we pull more than one or two teeth, we end up in this situation. Yes. So that's my only comment.
Agree.
It will save you a lot of time
phone
and energy
calls,
to call.
I call every one of my dentals for extraction. It does not take that much time, so I never take that excuse. Like, just do it, and it's going to save so many problems.
Yes, exactly.
Agreed.
Okay. All those in favor of dismissing case 23-108, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Now we are on to our three-pack. And so number four, 23-109, in regards to Jennifer Solis, DVM. And then we've got 23-110, in regards to Carolina Alvarez, DVM. And lastly, 23-111, Lindsay Jewell, DVM, all the same summary. So Tracy's going to read that. And then Dr. James, I presume you want to just take them one by one and vote and then move on. Okay.
Thank you. So case 23-109, 110, and 111. The complainant for all three is Yuma Mugram. On February 3rd, 2023, Charlotte, a 9-year-old female Pomeranian mix, was presented to Dr. Solis for shaking and painful when kicked up. The dog had a history of diabetes, hyperadrenocorticism, and underlying liver issues. Blood work and radiographs were recommended. Complainant approved blood work only. Based on the lab results and symptoms, Dr. Solis recommended hospitalization. Complainant declined, therefore, the dog was administered subcutaneous fluids and discharged with tramadol and methocarbamol. On February 4th, 2023, the dog was presented to Dr. Solis due to no improvement. Radiographs revealed possible heart, liver, and spleen enlargement, and an ultrasound was recommended. Hemoplasia was a concern. Complainant approved the recommended hospitalization and ultrasound the next day. Dr. Alvarez monitored the dog overnight. On February 5th, 2023, Dr. Jewell performed an abdominal ultrasound and noted several concerns, including enlarged liver, changes to the spleen, enlarged adrenal glands, mineralized kidneys, and fluid in the abdomen and the mass in the cranial abdomen, among other findings. Repeat thoracic radiographs were recommended but declined by complainant. Dr. Jewell discussed her findings with complainant and recommended transfer to an internal medicine specialist. Complainant stated she had an appointment with Southern Arizona Veterinary Specialty and Emergency Center later in the week and considered taking the dog home. Dr. Jewell stated the dog should not go home and should be transferred that day for advanced care. Complainant eventually agreed and the dog was transferred. The dog was transferred to Dr. Dawson at Southern Arizona Veterinary Specialty and Emergency Center. The dog presented in critical condition, and treatment including oxygen was provided. The dog was hospitalized but went into cardiac arrest and passed away early the next morning. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded. The board dismissed this issue with no violation. And that motion was approved with the vote of 4-0. And that was for case 109, case 110, and 111. So dismissals were recommended in all three cases.
Okay. Great. Thank you. The complainant did provide a statement that's on the cloud. And then in the case of 23-109, we don't have the respondent here, but Mr. Stoll is here.
Monitoring.
Okay. And Dr. James has the lead on all three of these.
All right, so we'll start with 109, and this is a doctor that originally saw this dog upon presentation to the clinic, and I mean, ultimately, this dog has quite a few issues, ongoing issues, and I think this case was a really difficult case, but in looking at what the doctor did on the 3rd of February, which was appropriate, recommended hospitalization, it was declined, but other, you know, she did what she could, and then saw the dog again on the 4th, and made the right recommendations, and then transferred the dog to another doctor overnight. So I don't see anything here that this doctor could have done differently or would have done differently, and I would make a motion that we support the findings of the investigative committee with no violations.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to dismiss case 23-109. Is there any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Now on the 23-110, we also have Mr. Stoll here for that one.
Monitoring on it.
Okay.
So this was the doctor that actually monitored the dog overnight. I think the monitoring looked accurate and appropriate in the record. And, you know, changes were made based on what was being found. So I don't see any evidence that there was something that could have been done differently. And would, again, make a recommendation of no violations of our practice actor rules.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second to dismiss case 23-110. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Case is dismissed. And lastly, we have 23-111. Again, the respondent is not here, but their attorney, Mr. Stoll, is.
Monitoring only. Thank you.
Okay.
So in this case, I think the biggest, well, there are two things that I saw that kind of jumped out at me as concerns with this doctor was from the owner's point of view, not my concerns, but from the owner's point of view, was the whether or not oxygen should have been provided. And the dog did present to the emergency clinic in pretty serious condition, so I can certainly see where an owner would have thought that maybe something was missed. I do not see that in the record, and I do not see evidence that something should have been done differently while in the care. But these cases that are severe like this can rapidly progress. So I don't have anything to say that oxygen should have been provided before transfer. And the other piece was whether or not she had recommended the transfer and pushed the transfer, but she was the one that actually called the clinic and made the transfer actually happen. So I was a little confused by that, but I didn't have any issues with the care provided. So I would make a motion that we find no violations of our practice actor rules.
Second.
Motion and a second. I would just add as a comment, I feel terrible for the support owner. She clearly loved her beloved Charlotte, and but I think, you know, again, as the non-vet on the board, you know, without a medical background, it's hard to be recommending and suggesting treatments that, you know, you think should be happening, you know, again, without that knowledge base. So I understand maybe why she made that assumption that the oxygen should have been provided sooner or something, but.
And I fully give this owner credit. She has done a lot for this dog. This dog has a lot of serious conditions that without a dedicated owner would not have even been in this situation. So I 100% support that this owner is struggling with what happened, and I would be too. And so I just want to kind of, I think in some ways it kind of gives closure that we didn't see anything that would have indicated something different should have happened, right?
And happened,
that's kind of what I want to
change the outcome, unfortunately. So. Okay, so all in favor of dismissing case 23-111, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion passes. All right, we're still good on time. We've got just a few more here. So we're gonna go to number 11, 23-116 in regards to Derek Osterheld, DVM. Tracy, if you'll read the case summary.
Case 23-116, the complainant is Pamela and Roger Gabriel. The respondent is Derek Osterheld, DVM. In November of 2022, Delilah, a 16-month-old female Labrador, was adopted by the complainants. Along with the adoption paperwork, complainants received a certificate of sterilization that the dog was believed to be spayed. Complainants changed the dog's name to Callie. On November 22nd, 2022, the dog was presented to the First Pet Veterinary Services for vaginal bleeding. It was determined the dog was in heat. On February 3rd, 2023, the dog presented to Dr. Cullen for a routine spay. Complainants expressed concern that respondents issued them a false spay certificate. and the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded. The board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 4-0.
Thank you. We do not have the respondent nor the complainant in this case, and Dr. James, you are the lead.
So I think this one is a pretty straightforward one, actually. This happens in shelter medicine. You do your best judgment. You shave the area, you look for a scar. That's what they did. They thought they saw a scar. That is standard procedure, and I would love to see everybody move towards tattooing, but until that actually happens, this is the best that they could do, and they used the best judgment they had, and nothing happened. I mean, the dog went into heat, and we sprayed the dog. It's not the end of the
world.
It's not
that traumatic.
So I actually, I would make a motion that we find no violation of our practice act or rules.
Second.
Motion and a second. I would just like to add, didn't the rescue even pay the cost of all of it as well? So, I mean, they were ultimately not even out.
And we have a worthy complaint that a dog was tattooed after.
Right, exactly, right? So, okay. We have a motion and a second to dismiss case 23-116. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, number 13, 23-118, in regards to Timothy, I always pronounce this wrong, Chiasson?
Chasson,
yes, DVM. Tracy, you can read the summary.
Sure. Case 23-118, the complainant is Kathy England. The respondent is Timothy Chasson, DVM. On March 1st, 2023, Sasha, a 9-year-old female Shih Tzu mix, was presented to respondent for vomiting and diarrhea. Diagnostics were performed and the dog was hospitalized on IV fluids for the day. The dog was discharged with serenia and was instructed to return the following day for a recheck. Complainant did not return with the dog and requested medication for the dog's diarrhea. Respondent declined since the dog was not presented for the recheck as requested. Complainant was told she would have to reschedule another appointment. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded that the board dismiss this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 3-1, with Dr. Rye opposed.
Okay, thank you. Again, no respondent, no complainant present, and Dr. Wright, you are the lead on this one.
All right, thank you. So, going through on, yeah, again, there's really nothing exciting on here that I saw that was problematic to me. Again, communication issues can be a problem, but otherwise I'm not seeing the actual statute violation, so I make a motion to dismiss with no violation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. I guess I just wanted to ask, I read this though, and I understand she didn't follow up the next day. However, she was hospitalized the entire day previously. I guess I wanted to hear from one of the vets to say that, it was going to be a recheck the next day, but for what exactly? If it was fairly the same and she, I don't know. I guess just this one, I just, without being a vet, kind of felt like, after spending $700 or some odd, I think that was the amount for that, entire day, that, it wouldn't have been, didn't seem like it would be completely out of the realm of, requesting the medication, but maybe I am missing something.
No, I don't think it was out of the realm of requesting it. I think there was a lack of communication on why the veterinarian did not want to just prescribe it and wanted
okay.
to see the dog again, and that's where I feel like why we're here, right?
Right.
Like, that was not communicated well to the owner, and so I could see why the owner was.
Right. They felt like there was a shakedown where it's like, gosh, I just spent a fortune and now I'm.
Yeah, it's just, unfortunately, it's doctor discretion, because there's a lot of times veterinarians aren't wanting to prescribe antibiotics anymore for diarrhea.
Sure.
They're wanting to do probiotics and,
okay.
Not overuse antibiotics.
Right.
And so it's fair to have,
And I'm not even saying the medication would have,
right.
helped or done anything.
Communication
but yeah, it was just like, well, why couldn't she be a.
Well, And my big thing is, I mean, when you have the doctor saying, I want to recheck, my deference is almost 100% to the doctor at that point. We're not prescription factories. We're not there on demand for a client wants this medication, and we're just going to dispense it with no exam. I mean, you'd never get away with that on the human side. You're not going to get away with that on the veterinary side. So I give almost maximum deference to the doctor. If they want to recheck for it, that's fine. I don't see a problem with that.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't see a problem with it. I think it should have been communicated.
That's where
I kind of got through his notes that is how he presented the plans. First, we're going to take care of the nausea, but there are some called peculiar densities in the abdomen, and he wanted to get some x-rays and further evaluate that, but he wanted to get the vomiting taken care of first, and he wanted to look at that the next day, and then she didn't show up for the next day, but wanted something for the diarrhea.
Yeah.
Well,
but if
he didn't want to prescribe anything without knowing what those objects were that he couldn't figure out what it was.
And that's where I feel like if there had been better communication, he would have said, look, I don't feel comfortable prescribing medication until we understand what those densities were. If you can get her in, we can do something for it. Or at least say, you know what, there's a risk associated with providing medication without rechecking this. Like, there had to have been some level of communication to protect him and to make sure that she understood. And I think that's where it broke down, but I don't think that's a violation.
Right, okay.
I don't know that she understood from reading her perspective. I don't know that she understood from her perspective that that day did not end, that it was going to continue the next day. And I think she thought it was over.
Yeah, right.
And then she didn't get the medication she was supposed to get. No, it wasn't over. We were continuing this on because we couldn't do it all in one day.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, so we have a motion and a second to dismiss case 23-118. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Case is dismissed. Okay. Flynn, are we expecting Ms. Bellapianta?
We are. I haven't received a message from her yet, but I will send her a text.
Did we miss one?
Did I miss one? No, we did.
No, we did. We're going to combine that.
Oh, wow.
That.
We did Jason Lott. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. No problem. We're going to see what. Let's move down. Victoria, is there anything you want us to take real quick, or just keep kind of going?
It's nice to do the minutes since Dr. Rudd's going to leave.
Yeah, that is a good idea. So we are going to skip down all the way down to section number 6, review and approval of minutes. We have the August 16, 2023 regular session minutes with Ms. Frost abstaining due to absence. So
I make a motion to approve the August 16th regular session minutes.
Second.
Okay. A motion and a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Opposed? All right. Motion passes. Then we have the August 16, 2023 executive session minutes, again with Ms. Frost abstaining.
I'll make a motion to approve the August 16th executive session minutes.
Second.
Okay. A motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. We don't have to do the consent right now, do we? Okay. Okay, so we are going to finish off our initial investigative reviews. We are on item number 15, 2434, in regards to Maya Bellapianta, DBM. And Tracy, if you can read case summary.
Yes. Case 2434, the complainant is the Arizona State Veterinary Examining Board. The respondent is Maya Bellapianta, DBM. In August 2023, the board office received information with respect to respondent's conduct. While interviewing for a veterinary position, respondent text messaged the potential employer with unprofessional and concerning language. And this matter did not go in front of the investigative committee. It was brought to you for your review and consideration.
Okay, great. Thank you. You guys are all both already sitting up here. I would like to give you opportunity to address the board.
Sure, I think this is a really a purely legal case without a real nexus to veterinary medicine. And we laid out in our response really three concerns we have. First and foremost, you are, and this is no disrespect to the board, but you're a limited law enforcement agency, meaning you have to stay within your lane. Under Winters versus Board of Education, which is a case that we use with all the boards, essentially, there has to be a true nexus between the practice of veterinary medicine and the conduct. And so if there's no nexus or an insufficient nexus, there is a finding that that would be outside of your jurisdiction. She does have a right of free speech. And while we can all have various opinions about whether that term should be used when talking with a prospective employer, it's not unlawful. And it certainly, the US Supreme Court indicates that while you are allowed to require certain basic speech of your professionals, it has to really be factual, non-controversial commercial speech or information that would be appropriate to regulate. And finally, I went back, since I used to be an employment lawyer, to all my old employment briefs, and I gave you a sampling of the various ways in which people have said things that were highly inappropriate at work, still not found to be violations of the law, nor found to be actionable in the sexual harassment setting. And so I think this is really more of a purely legal case where I don't think there is a sufficient basis to find any kind of violation in this case. I would note, and we didn't really want to get into the weeds about this, but this text message exchange did occur, and you can talk to Ms. Dr. Bellapiant about this, after she and the complainant or the person who brought the information to the board had protracted phone conversations in a much more friendly tone. So this was not something that just came out of the ether all of a sudden. And so I understand, I have no issue with the board vetting concerns, exploring concerns, but I don't see that there is anything here that states a violation. And so our request would be a dismissal on this matter.
Okay, thank you. Should they step back, Victoria, or should we have them? Okay, you guys can both go ahead and step back. And then call in your
lead. Yes, Madam Chair, I move we go into executive session for legal questions.
For legal advice?
Legal advice.
Okay. We have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second to go into executive session. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Sorry. Okay, motion passes. So give us a moment while we get situated, Dr. Wright.